Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day is smiling, the next day is fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, 'cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
He told me. He said, James, you will
get through.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
Not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is better that way. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
It can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
God is saying, it's growing pain. Your family needs you to But here's the key.
You can make it if you try.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widowed Ministry Talk Show. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify widows that who is going through the journey of grief. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. But in the last couple of months, we have not just been focusing just on widows, but we're also including everyone that have had a loved one, a loss of a loved one. And we've also had a 6-week grief session in November and December, and we continue it on starting last month. January. I'm thinking about February already. February is going to be here in a couple of days. But we started the beginning of January, part 2, Journeying Through Grief. And February we're going to probably have at least 3 weeks in February, and that'll be end of our part 2. Well, tonight we're going to talk about the challenges of change, healing through helping, healing memories, and God aloha. Well, first we're going to begin with the challenges of change. Change is difficult. Change means leaving the familiar behind and stepping out into the unknown. I challenge you, one of the most challenging aspects of losing a loved one is that the loss brings about many changes. And I'm sure that you have experienced that already, that you have experienced many changes. Changes in the way that you live, and maybe even changes in the way that you think. A big part of the journey through grief is adjusting to these changes. And boy, you have had many changes, and I'm going to let you know that you are going to continue to have some changes, but it's going to get better each and every day for the best. Some changes are temporary, and some changes are permanent. But a grieving husband said once, "Sometimes I don't know who I am anymore." He had lost part of himself that was a husband to his wife, and he was struggling with that part of his identity. Yes, I have met a husband who has lost his wife on many occasions, but once he did lose his identity because she cooked. She did a whole lot of things for him, and he didn't know how to begin making those changes and start doing some of the things that she did because she was no longer there. So it was very difficult and painful for him. The loss of a loved one can change the dynamics of the entire family. You have to find a new balance as well as take on responsibility previously handled by the person who died, just like I mentioned about cooking. That wife cooked clean and did most of the things. Only the husband did was go to work and bring the money. But he had to make such a big adjustment because it's not that he didn't know how to cook, it's just that he wasn't used to cooking. So he had to make that change to start doing things for himself. Challenges of finding new outlets for the energy and emotion. They are like a river that dams up and can't flow in the direction it wants to go. Starting new hobbies. The point isn't to replace your loved one, but no one will ever fill that special void. But to find new people or activities for the feelings and emotion you used to give to that particular loved one. Your son, your mother, your father, your husband, your wife, brother, sister. Yes, you have to begin to find other ways to do things in replace of them. Nothing but change. Another challenge is that well-meaning friends or relatives may resist some of the changes they see in you. They may not understand that it's impossible for you to be exactly the same person you are before that loss, or maybe may want you to change in a different way. Yes, there are changes that other people will see in you. Now, I must tell a story. My sister's not on the air right now. I'm not sure if she's going to be calling in, but I've mentioned it before. Now, when her husband passed about 7 to 8 years ago, we were very close. But as she was going through her journey of grief, we became very distant. And she said, when I began to ask her question, I'm just talking with her in general and talking about different things, things that maybe that she needed to do as far as, you know, different decisions to make, just mentioning to her, she got very defensive. And we became very distant. She said a couple of mean things to me that hurt me, but I had to realize that she wasn't the same person during that time as she were going through her journey of grief. We, for a whole year, we were not the close sisters that we were before her husband passed. And the things that she said to me was very hurtful, but God showed me that it's not, she's going through the emotions, and she's angry. She's angry of the things that she has to do by herself now, angry that she's no longer there. There's no one to talk to, you know, in the home. There was so many changes that she had to make. They retired and came back to the South. And she thought that they were going to be together for such a long time, just doing different things together. So she became very angry, and I don't know if she took it out on anyone else, but she took it out on me. But because I had experienced this with other losses, with other widows, God showed me that she was going through these emotions. And that's why she was reacting the way she did. So I just pretty much kept the distance for a while, still talked with her, called to check on her, but kept my questioning and comments to myself. But after a year, the widow's ministry went on a retreat to Myrtle Beach, and we began talking. The retreat was very helpful. It was about healing as well. And she realized what she was going through and how she was behaving. And she asked for my forgiveness. We hugged, and I also told her I understood. And we left those emotions in Myrtle Beach, did not bring it back home. So we became the sisters that we were before her husband passed. So, yes, we can't expect our people to be the same when they have just lost someone very dear and special to them. There will be changes of their behavior, but we must get through it until they can get through that time in their life. Some advice to these changes. Changes don't have to happen. Don't have to happen overnight. They merely, rarely do. If you face with a change that seems overwhelming, take it in small steps, a little at a time, a day at a time. Secondly, as bad as the loss was, the changes that results don't have to be all bad. One woman described her grief as a cocoon. She entered when her mother passed away, a dark, lonely, painful time full of fears and doubts. She wondered if she would ever be happy or feel like living again. It took her 2 years to emerge from her cocoon, but when it did, like a butterfly, she marveled at the beautiful changes within her. So at the end of these changes, yes, it can be a beautiful big thing because there are lots of great memories, I'm sure, that she had of her mother. Tackle them in the way, in your own way and your own time. Nobody knows you better than you. Don't let anyone rush you to change or pressure you to become a certain way. Change in the way that you need to change when the time is right for you. The next topic is healing through helping. One of the most significant changes for grieving people happens on the inside. A man once said, who lost his wife and told, said, I used to just feel sorry for other people when they had, when they lost a loved one. Now I have empathy. I know how much it can hurt, and I am much more willing to be with them in their pain. A woman whose brother passed away said, I know the value of just being there for someone. I know I don't have to try to fix things or explain it all away. I can just be there for them and listen and care. They become more caring and compassionate with each other who experience losses. When people give of themselves, they also receive. When someone reaches out and cares for someone, the person who is doing the caring benefits almost as much the person who receives the care. The sequence of caring is really amazing. Those who lose a loved one need people who really need who really listens and care. People who have suffered a loss are much more sensitive and caring to others who are hurting. When one person gives care to another, both ends up benefiting. Yes. When you can encourage someone else when they're going through something, yes, you benefit it. All you benefit also because you see what whatever you said or did, how much it encouraged that person. Jimmy Carter said once, weeping away someone else's tears is sometimes necessary to help us dispel our own. That is so true. This is one reason why grief support groups are so effective for many people. People come to these groups to receive care for themselves. Look to your heart for your motivation. How to do it? Rather, calling someone, sending a card, writing a letter, or some other action depends on what's comfortable, natural, and meaningful to you. It doesn't have to be big. It can be a small way of reaching out to that someone else. So just knowing that's healing for you as well. By helping others, it encourages you to feel better and also understand your feelings. You feel better about your feelings because you said, oh, they're going through the same thing that you were going to went through before. And Genesis 28:15 says, I, the Lord, am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. He does just that. He sends his angel. He sends resources and people in your life and groups. So just knowing that God is always in the midst, he's always giving you what you need. You might not think right then that he is, but he is doing just that. The next topic is healing memories. Memories can be a frowning face or a smiling face. Your memories of your loved one can frown and be painful, but they can also smile and bring comfort and warmth. Both faces of memories are blessings that heal, that helps in healing. One fear people have about memories is that they will always hurt, always lead to tears or pain. Yes, at the beginning, it flows. Nothing but pain and nothing but tears coming down. If some of your memories are still very painful, let yourself experience them anyway. Don't try to run away from them. Share your memories with a trusted friend. Talk about your feelings as they surface, and let the tears and emotion flow. Like I mentioned before, get yourself a safe person, someone that you can talk to about anything. Tap into happier memories. Look through your photo album. Remember birthdays, holidays, vacation, celebration, quiet times, milestones. And also I mentioned before to journal during your Christmas holiday. I mentioned to you to journal and write about your feelings about the person, about the good times. One woman mentioned that she made a scrapbook of her mother's life, and that made her feel better because there were lots of good memories. Sharing memories with others can multiply the healing. One man described how he, now listen to this story, I want you all to listen, this is kind of funny. One man described how he and a number of his aunts and uncle gathered at his father's grave on the first Memorial Day after his death. They brought folding chairs. Would you believe that? They brought folding chairs and sat there for hours telling stories about the experience with their father. The man heard tales about his dad growing up that he never heard before. He said, "I went home that day feeling closer to my dad than ever before, in a different way. I had a whole new set of memories to hold on. Memories hurt, memories help, and memories heal." But isn't that funny? I have never heard of anyone taking folding chairs to the gravesite. But, you know, I know people spend lots of time there. But they actually took folding chairs and sat there and had conversations. But it was good for him. Just like it says, memories hurt, memories help, and memories heal. Well, the last part of this session for tonight is called God's Aloha. In Hawaii, instead of saying goodbye or hello, people say aloha. Well, with this situation, aloha in your goodbyes, your losses, your tears. Aloha in your hope and dreams in the future. Aloha is your laughter, your love, and your life. Aloha, God loves you and holds you in the palm of his hand. Aloha, God will one day welcome you home and reunite you with your loved one and all who have gone before you. Aloha, until we meet again in that day with no pain and suffering, but only God, light, and love in us and around us forever. Isn't that wonderful, knowing that one day you're going to see your loved ones, all of your loved ones? So that is a day that you need to look forward to. And God right now holds you in the palm of his hand because he knows that at times you are hurting, there are tears that are floating, but he has his angel right there, making sure that you're going to be all right. giving you those inspirational messages that comes from different books or radio shows or your minister or books that you're reading or even when you read the Bible, he'll lead you to the right verse to give you that encouragement that you need. He's always there giving you, letting you know that aloha until we'll meet again in that day with no pain or suffering with your loved one, giving that encouragement that you need. And that is end of our section for tonight. I hope that you can take away some of those things that I discussed. Encourage you until next week. And I'm not going to tell you what we're going to talk about next week because I made some changes around the topics. I don't know, God led me to those topics tonight. So, but we're still working with the same book, Journeying Through Grief. So that is it for tonight. I do have a couple of announcements for my widows as well. We are going on our annual trip to New Orleans, June 18th through the 22nd. The first deposit is due in a couple of weeks, February 15th, of $75. And we're going to be making payments for the next couple of months, twice a month, because we need to get those paid by the 1st of May. So if you have any questions about the trip, please let me know. Email flyers to just about everybody that I can possibly think about. I'm going to have to make some phone calls this weekend to get some responses so we can fill that bus. The other thing is we are having our Valentine event February 10th at TGIF. They have a breakfast club, and we are going to be going there to celebrate Valentine. And we're going to have some surprise live entertainment. But we are only going to be the group in TGIF that morning alone. It will not be customers or nobody else, just us, from 8 to 11 p.m. It's from 9 to 11, but we have the whole place from 8 to 11, a.m. So I hope that you'll be able to join us. If you met or know of another widow, let me know so we can get the numbers. We can only have up to 25 widows to enjoy this breakfast, so please let me know that you're going to be a part of that 25, those numbers. So that is all I have for tonight. Be blessed and have a great week in knowing that God has you in the palm of his hand. He knows how much you're hurting, what emotions that you're going through, and he's there with you. Be blessed. And tune in again next week, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
Your hand holding me, and how.